This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Hi.
How we've loads to be doing. See you then. No, I'm not that. I'm not that person. I would talk to you.
Give us your best shot at saying that. I want to hear it with a bit of venom.
Loads to be doing. We'll see later.
You actually do have loads to be doing.
I always have loads to be doing.
Tuesday's your busy day, isn't it? You've loads of meetings on
Loads of meetings. I have a station update meeting at 11. I have sales meetings at midday.
Why do you have to go to them?
Because otherwise, if I don't go to those, the things that go on, there's a lot of planning that goes in this show. Mm. And peek behind the curtain. If I don't go to those meetings, things will just end up on the show without
you going, hey, now. Approval.
I fight your corner. I know what you want to do and how you want to have fun. Mm. And otherwise, it will just be like, messages a time when you fell down a well to win a prize. which is actually kind of a good idea.
I love that one. Yeah, okay. We'd have no winners. I don't think there's many people who've fallen down wells.
But maybe people will make it up if they win a grand.
There's David.
Just have to say hello to, what was your name?
Katie.
Katie.
Who
plays the Tricky 10 this morning, is a podcast listener.
Nice.
So she said she's going to skip past her bit because she doesn't want to hear herself, but she did very well.
She came on live this morning, but normally doesn't get to catch the show live. So she listens back instead in the podcast. Lots of people do tend to do that
as well.
That's
a very good idea, in fairness, because I think we only spoke about it on the show the other day. It was like, you wouldn't expect anyone really to be with us at 7 o'clock and 10 o'clock, just with routines and
But they want
works
to listen to us mental.
But the thing about it is, the podcast, by the time you take out the ads and the news and the songs, you're talking about maybe an hour and 10 minutes of content, and you're getting all the good stuff minus the music or whatever.
It is mad when you think about 3 hours worth of show, and yesterday's podcast was an hour 16. That's a lot of chat.
It is. But if you have an hour commute or 20 minutes commute, it's nice to just get the pod and then you don't have the...
I don't think it was that long at the start. I think it was only like 40 minutes at the start.
Oh, yeah.
When we first started the show.
We started yapping a bit more then, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. We never shut up then.
Speaking of shutting up, we might just do that now because Dave has acupuncture, lads, and...
He's a lot to be doing.
I've loads to be at. I'm freaking out.
Hello there. How are we?
Hello. What's going on? How are we Tuesday morning?
Yeah, it's the 24th of February and it's a very special day for me. Any ideas why?
It's a very special day. Love Island is over, so can't be anything but that.
No. It's better.
It's better. Are you going shopping? Is it payday?
No, tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
You'll never guess.
Is there a cinema opening in Nutgrove? Is there a new shop in Nutgrove opening?
No, but I actually could do a little Nutgrove trip. I'll go tomorrow when I'm paid for a little treat. No, it's 3 weeks today until I go to Thailand.
My God, 3 weeks. That's flying.
And I just wonder now.
6 weeks today until you're back.
It's true. Because Fiona's gone. She's absent at the moment, off to have a baby. I just wonder, how long before you go on holidays would you normally mentally clock out?
Jesus. Probably 2 weeks, I'm going to say.
2 weeks.
The week of your last week is a fun week. Like, but you don't care.
We fly on Paddy's Day, which is 3 weeks today.
You want to clock out, is that what you're saying?
I'm just saying I started talking about it in more, like, you know, when you're talking about a holiday, you're like, don't even think about that, that's ages away.
Yeah.
And then yesterday, really trying to think of the nitty gritties, and because we're paid tomorrow, like, right, tomorrow we'll sit down and do whatever we need to do in terms of last minute bookings or whatever. And I'm like, yeah, I'm kind of already mentally there now.
Yeah, no, I get that.
So, sugar, Dave.
Yeah, no, I know. It's not great for me.
You're going to have to just carry this whole show on your back.
Yeah, given Fiona just left and now you're clocking out. I don't know what's worse, you being here and clocked out or you not being here at all.
Well, we'll find out. Dochi, SZA, and girl, get up on Spin, get out of the bed.
Good morning. What are you doing at 10 a.m, by the way? Well, if that answer is nothing, then make sure and tune in to Michaela Hayes. Or maybe that answer is something really serious. Well, still, tune in to Michaela Hayes. If she's playing 10 Spin hits in a row, which she will be at 10 o'clock, and Steve K will be doing it at 3 o'clock, and they play one more if they play 11 tunes in a row, and you notice it, call them out, you could win big. Michaela Hayes, here from 10.
Okay, guys. I don't even have the enthusiasm to talk about this. I'm just so broken from it all. But guess what? I have another flat tire.
Wow.
Guys, honestly, who is slashing my tires? This is actually at the point I'm at now.
I'm starting to think you're rolling over nails or something, are you?
But like, purposely?
I have never had a flat tire.
I know. Most people don't have a flat tire from one end of the year to the next.
Also, how do you notice?
Because it's flat.
Yeah, but like, how do you know? Do you go and look at all your tyres before you drive? Because I don't look at my tyres before I get in the car.
No, I don't look at them. But it was a Saturday morning and I was telling you, I was up early to drop Jack to the airport. And we crossed over out front of my house to get to my car and it was looking at us. Like, I was like, Jesus. Like, it was flat. It was okay. Like, you know, the alloy was on the ground. And I was like, what the heck?
I don't even think I'd noticed that.
But anyway, so I dropped Jack to the airport in his car. Came back, took my car, like rolled it more or less down the hill to the garage at the end of the road to put air in it. And there was this older man, really nice. He was like, Jesus, that's gone, I'd say. And I was like, oh, look, I'll just put air in it and hopefully, I don't know, we'll see. But bear in mind, I was having to drive to Limerick that day. So I was like, what am I going to do here? Anyway, in the end, I left the car because I was like, just in case, I filled it back up. In case it is a puncture, I'll leave it. I'll drive Jack's car to Limerick. And when I come back tomorrow, I'll see what the story is. So I came back the next day and after 24 hours of sitting there, there was still air in it. So I was like, grand, I'll drive it into work. I work on Sundays. So I drove into work on Sunday and I went back to the car when I finished my shift and it was flat as a pancake.
Oh, for God's sake.
And I was like, well, there's not much I can do about this now. Like, the nearest garage is in Rathgar. I can't make it that far with a flat tyre. So I actually was like, I can't deal with this right now. So I came into work yesterday, left work. I just went down to have a look at it to check in case it magically had
inflated
itself again. Stood there, looked at it and went, I can't deal with this right now, and got the bus home. And
so you just are taking up a car parking space
in the car park and work. Sorry, I don't have the mental ability. Bear in mind, the car came out to the mechanics 2 weeks ago, cost me €850.
Oh! Okay?
I think, on this is what I can remember from when I got that car 3 years ago. I think... could be wrong, but I could be lowering myself one, or maybe there's an extra one or two. I think this is my sixth flat tire.
I don't understand what you're doing.
No, I don't understand what everyone else is doing. Who's slashing me?
Maybe it is that. Yeah, maybe someone's slashing your car.
Maybe. Like, I had previous cars, had my Twingo for years, had my Clio for years, had my Megane for years. Did I ever have an issue with the tire? No. Like, maybe once ever combined
but just this
across
car.
10 years. But this car, what is the issue? So here's where I'm at, right? I refuse, and I mean like for hell or whatever the expression is, hell or high water, I don't want to do a call out, okay? I don't want to pay someone £200 to drive into town and change me tire. Right?
Why can't you just do it?
Well, this is the thing. Where are we at? Do I today get a lift from Jack to go and buy a tire?
Do you not have a tire in the boot?
No, there's no spare tire with my car.
That's really bad.
As in there genuinely isn't, as in it doesn't exist. Hence why I've had so many issues and there's nowhere to even put one in my car.
Are you sure it's not under the boot?
Promise. Swear to God, I know that it's an unmanly thing to be like, there has to be so, and I swear to God,
definitely under the car.
Many men have been in your situation and have been flabbergasted, but I promise you, Dave, men will say that we've established this.
It's definitely under the car.
Fine, go and have a look. do whatever other man needs to do and look under the passenger seat. I'm telling you, there's nowhere for a spare tire in that car. Okay. So I buy a tire today. I wake up in the morning and I roll it with a stick into town, right?
Yeah.
And I leave it at my desk
like
for
in the 50s.
Show. Right. Or I get a tire today, carry it under my arm in a taxi in the morning, leave it at work and then ask suitable men or powerful looking women around the office if they have a few minutes after we're finished our shift to come down to the car park and change a tyre. Or worrying, I get a tyre today, I roll it into town or bring it in a taxi with me under my arm in the morning, leave it at my desk throughout the show and I try and change it myself. But I'm not doing a call out service. I'm not. I can't. I don't have the head for it. I don't have the head to hand over €200 and someone say, oh, I don't know, I'll be busy now, it could be 5 o'clock, I'll go away.
I'm raging for you. See, I hurt my thumb, so I can't. I would have changed for you, but my thumb, as you can see, is clearly strapped up from my
skiing.
Skiing.
That's a week ago. Surely there's a bit of going it there now.
No, I ChatGPT it. Apparently, it's going up to about 4 weeks of this.
4 weeks of this.
So I can change it probably in 4 weeks.
I'd take it rather than doing a call out service. How many go with tyres now?
No, I only filled a car up with petrol a couple of weeks
for the first time.
We're so privileged.
You're on Spin.
You know what I find fascinating? How radio shows and radio presenters can just do incredibly lazy radio and just talk about things from back in the day. And they're just like, huh, do you remember that? Isn't that mad? And so I thought, well, if they could do it, I could do it. So, welcome to a new segment called... Do you remember that?
Dave, don't. Is this if you can't beat them, join them?
Yeah, pretty much. I just think that these people who have prime time shows go on and they're given this fantastic opportunity to create wonderful radio. And what they do is they just go, do you remember that?
Yeah, I know.
And they
think.
Just list off things. So I thought I could do that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it.
If you want to be, if you want to make it big, this maybe is what we're missing out
on. Exactly. Send this to the CEO.
Maybe we need to be a little bit lazier.
Do you remember that? I'll be on Today FM like that. Do you remember back in the day when you'd have the Simpsons magnets on the fridge?
Oh, Jesus, I do.
And you'd have a Marge, and you can never find Lisa, but you'd have a Homer somewhere.
You would, yeah.
And then you might have three Barts. Do you remember that? Do you remember you'd have a cereal bowl, and it would be like half a football?
Oh.
And they used to give them out from Kellogg's.
They did, yeah.
And I'd say, if you go and have a look at your kitchen right now, you'll have a bowl that looks like half a football. Do you remember that? Do you remember you go and you go get new tracksuit, or you go and get new runners out of JD Sports?
Yeah.
And they give you a plastic bag, and you put the plastic bag on your back, and you could zip it up, or you could kind of make it tighter, and it would be a big yellow plastic bag. JD Sports, huh? Do you remember that?
Jeez, that was before the L climate change, wasn't it?
Do you remember? Do you remember that? Do you remember?
Come on, come on, come on, you got it.
Do you remember? I'd say if you open up your cupboard there, you'll notice there's a mug, and you might put your tea or your coffee in it, and it'll be in the shape of Gromit from Wallace and Gromit. And do you remember that? The handle would be his ear. Do you remember that?
Oh, good times. They don't make cups like that anymore, do they?
Do you remember you go in to the room and you'd open up the cupboard?
Yeah.
And you'd see
a
Victoria biscuit tin.
No way.
And you'd be like, ah, oh, unreal. Load of biscuits, huh? And you'd open it up.
But nah.
Be so okay. Do you remember that?
So disappointing all the time, wasn't it? Worse when it was a roses tin.
Do you remember when you go into your toy box and you take out a carpet and you put the carpet on the floor? And the carpet was a car park. Do you remember that? And you put the little dinkies all over the car park, and the rug was also a road. Do you remember? Do you remember that?
Every field and all.
Do you remember the Sports Direct mug? Why did everyone have one of them? Do you remember that? Do you remember Coca-Cola glasses in the shape of a can?
Do you remember that?
Do you remember Lucozade Sport bottles?
Do you remember that?
I think I'm really good at this.
Yeah, you are.
I think I could totally do this on national radio every day.
No, I think it should be kept exclusively to here. Is that all you remember for now?
That's all I can remember.
That's fair enough. There was a lot to get through there. How's your voice after that?
Yeah, it's good. What was your favourite thing?
I think I really liked the one that I related to most, because I think I had one of my gaffes, you know what I mean? Was the sewing kit, and also then the football kind of cereal bowl.
Did you have that too?
Remember that?
Asher, who didn't, Dave?
And you'd have about three Barts, but you'd never find a Lisa.
No Lisa. And you'd have a big Marge and her big fluffy head looking at you in the fridge. What?
Do you remember that?
Here's Morgan C. Tree. This is Beat Is Jumping at Spin. Coming up on 20 to 8 now, and we are playing One Foot in the Rave. This is a game we haven't played on the show since 2024. This is one for the music buffs, okay? Because lots of people love our game, A Second at the Cinema. If you love cinema, you love movies, and that one is for you. This one, though, just to be inclusive, you know? Uh-huh. This is where you hear 0.2 seconds of a dance song, and your job is to try and identify it. That sounds like an impossibility, but we have had winners on day one.
Emma Nolan, a winner already on day one. You know the artist.
I don't know the song, though. It's driving me nuts.
Close enough.
So basically today, if you manage to guess correctly, you will win 10 IMC Cinema passes. If this does roll on to tomorrow, you'll hear a slightly longer clip. When I say slightly, we mean slightly, 0.4 seconds tomorrow. But you could still win 8 IMC Cinema passes. This is the clip in question.
Do you know what it sounds like to me? Because I know it's not this person, but it sounds like Bruno Mars' latest song. Adjust my making my baby.
Yeah.
I've listened to
it's probably a little bit, because his is more kind of jazzy, isn't it?
Baby. This is always a rave song or a dance song, isn't it? Because that's hence the point.
Yeah.
One foot in the rave.
That sounds like right before the drop. On to give it a go this morning is Jessica. Hello.
Oh, hello. Morning.
Hello. Good morning. All right, Jessica. This is the clip of the song. What is the song?
I'm totally wrong, but Fred again, pull me out of this.
Pull me out of this. Let's check. It's not Jessica, I'm sorry, but what a great tune to put into our heads at this hour of the morning.
Good guess though, Jessica. Thanks for playing. Have a great day.
Thanks, Jessica.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye, bye, bye. Okay, so tomorrow's clip is 0.4 of a second. Will this help me? And maybe you are in the same situation as well, where you have an idea of the artist.
I just want to get the artist and then I'll feel happy.
Okay, there's the 0.4 seconds of the same song, okay? Oh!
Oh!
Ah! I'm still convinced it's the song I thought it was.
Yes!
Yeah!
Yes!
Come on, baby!
Go on!
Yeah, I got it.
It's around the same era or the same album as the song that I suggested. It's that kind of funky beats. Okay. Oh, class. Okay, I think that's going to go tomorrow. 8 IMC Cinema Passes. If you want to get in early, be one of our first calls tomorrow on this. Message us the word rave to 087-711-1038. Again, it sounds like this. It's brilliant.
You just have it now.
What a tune.
It's like hearing 2 years worth of the song.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Hey, want to win €1,000? All you got to do is message us right now. WhatsApp is the word tricky, 087-711-1038. Come on and win €1,000 cold hard cash.
Right, we need to talk about Love Island last night because it was the final. In particular, I suppose a couple of things. I was a bit disappointed.
Spoilers.
The winners.
Spoilers.
Spoiler, spoiler, spoiler.
Spoiler alert. No.
Kieran and Sammy won. Meh. They didn't really add much to the whole season.
I knew
for
they
me.
Were going
to
win. I
Why?
Said they were going to win,
Based
I'd say,
what?
3 weeks ago.
I was like, who was voting for them, though? They didn't do anything.
Yeah, I liked them, though. Also, Sammy can do no wrong in my eyes.
Really?
Yeah. Plus, I like Kieran. I think he's nice.
I didn't love the way Sammy came across in certain situations. Kieran seemed like a sound lad, though. But anyway, I was surprised. I thought that one of the couples that definitely got a lot more airtime would have done the business. But anyway, there you go.
You wanted Lucinda and Sean to win, didn't you?
I was easy between Millie and Zach as well. I thought they were a lovely couple, too. But anyway, it's all done now.
It's funny how people see it, because, like, you know, when you're watching Love Island and you're like, God, this person is very clearly the villain. And other people are like, no, I love them.
Yeah.
I do, like, it's mad how everyone's different.
I think that's exactly why the show has lasted, because it gets such talkability. And, like, the way that Jack, for example, you know.
Are Jack Keating?
No, sorry, I'm talking about my partner, Jack.
Oh, sorry.
How he went from, oh, really, you're going to watch this, to being like, oh, I think she's playing a very good game
here. Yeah.
You know, like, you do get kind of caught up in it quite a bit. But basically, last night was the live final and it went off. It was live TV. You could see Maya Jama was not struggling, but under pressure, I would say, to kind of keep control of the situation.
Do you know who was very good at that was Laura Whitmore.
Yeah, she was.
She was excellent at that.
Holding the room and making sure that they didn't lose sight of where they were going and everything. Yeah. And obviously Caroline was a genius as well.
Amazing, yeah.
But there was a lot going on last night as the finalists were kind of by the fire pit. All the former Islanders were sat up, all the other couples, and kind of high tables. And Maya was working the villa, chatting to them as they went. So, Kira, who is the Hawaiian girl who was coupled up with Curtis. Maya first kind of surveyed the room and chatted to them. And Kira wasn't happy, okay? She wanted to call out Jack Keating, who works here at Spin, based on something that Jack said about her on a podcast. The podcast in question is Spin's Mi Casa Su Casa podcast, would you believe?
With Michaela Hayes.
And a clip from that podcast has gone widely viral.
It's so viral.
It's on like 2.1 million views.
But like, it's on tweets
on
that
TikTok.
Aren't actually from our account. They're from like, people have screenshotted the whole video and put it up. And like, that, even
everywhere.
Though they're getting millions of views.
Basically, Jack Keating is good pals with our Michaela Hayes, who works here at Spin. It's Michaela's podcast. He obviously came in and just like any Irish person was getting all gossipy, filling her in all the drama. But perhaps he spoke out of turn. Kira last night called out Jack across the villa on live TV.
And also, I just want to call out Jack. Oh. That was not right of you to speak on my business. You can keep my name out of your mouth.
So a lot of people watching last night did not know what they were referring to. Obviously, lots of people who have seen the video know exactly what she was referring to. This is kind of what Jack said in the podcast, okay, when he was chatting to Michaela after coming out of the villa.
Last night, we had confirmation that two of them have got fully charged.
Oh, yeah. Who did you hear that about? Who was that?
Lucinda and Sean.
Oh, yeah, they got fully... Did they get fully charged last night? I know two others that got fully charged as well.
Okay, so basically, what we know about Love Island these days, right, in a much more woke environment, is it seems that if a couple come out in the morning and they make their innuendos and tell the other Islanders...
Yeah, did you go to the barbershop last night?
Yeah, we did the thing last night. Then maybe, because they record so far in advance, the night before in the teaser, there's a little bit of activity under the covers shown, okay? Obviously, the producers say if they're choosing not to address that on TV, the next day, mm-hmm. we will not address it in any way, or we won't show anything about it. Do you know what I mean?
Right, okay.
Which must have been the case for Kyra, or Kira, I keep calling her Kyra, Kira and Curtis, because no viewer know that they got up to whatever they got up to.
Yeah, so
privately.
Only that was like kind of new information Jack was telling Michaela, wasn't it? That
it was
like that Kira and
the viewers
and
did
Curtis
not know this,
busy.
Right? We did not know this as viewers.
But in fairness to Jack, he didn't know what was aired. He didn't know what was on TV or not. He was just probably assuming, oh, wait till you see this. You know what I mean? This will be out on air soon.
Exactly, right? But he really went in and named what happened between Curtis and Kira.
Basically, Curtis and Kira got into it one of the nights as well.
Stop
and
it.
I don't want to, this is just my suspicions. That this, I'm not adding anybody, but the first night they got coupled up, everybody had their new beds and stuff like that. We got into bed. Obviously, people are having their chats and everything. We woke up the next day and there was condoms beside every couple bed. That only happens when somebody had done it the night before.
Interesting.
Mm. Now he starts by saying Kira and Curtis, and then goes, oh, I'm just suspicious. So
yeah,
I don't know.
There's two then. So one, he didn't know if it was being televised, and two, he presumed, like, with producers putting those beside the beds, he was like, right, well, this is definitely going on TV.
Yeah.
Maybe, in my opinion, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I thought he
basically realised he shouldn't have said it on the podcast because last night he did apologise to Kira.
I will apologise to you now, Kira. I shouldn't have said that. And looking back at it now and seeing that how it came out and stuff like that, I probably meant it in maybe a more half playful, whatever way that I may be in the moment. I apologise. I shouldn't have said it. And, you know,
okay, accountability.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I do think that was good apology.
It was.
As well.
It
I'm not really sheltering Jack, but I do feel like he's a good guy. And I think if he messed up,
God.
He didn't mean to.
He definitely wouldn't have wanted to cause any,
he would never
any
cause.
Hurt on anyone. But he shouldn't have said it.
He shouldn't have said it. Yeah, but like, he would.
I'd be fuming.
The fella wouldn't hurt a fly. Like.
Yeah, I know. But you know, if her family, like, if she was like, okay, one thing is I cannot be doing that on TV, you know, and then he's outs it and it goes everywhere, you're like, are you, Jack? Keep your Irish mouth shut. Irish people and the gossip coming into Michaela going, well, did you hear?
That Michaela Hayes, man, she is really a gotcha journalist.
1038. Dublin. Is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
Let's go! It's just gone 8. Good morning.
Morning. Now, if you're one of those people who manages to stick around for a lot of the show, or maybe all of the show.
Legend.
Weirdo. We were talking at 7 o'clock about Emma's car because, well, in fairness, we're always talking about Emma's car because there's always something wrong with it.
Mm-hmm.
There was something wrong with it this morning as well, or a couple of mornings ago. You got a flat tire.
I did. Now, I've had this car since December 2022, and I think in that time, on average, I've had 6 flat tires, and I just don't understand who's out to get me, who's slashing me tires. I'm looking at you, David Hammond.
No. Honestly, but all signs do point to me.
Yeah, they do.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
I was saying that it's at work at the moment in the car park, and I refuse to do a call out service. I don't have a spare tire. The car does not allow for a spare tire. There's nowhere to put a spare tire in my car, which lots of men find it very hard to believe, but I'm telling you for a fact. But lots of people getting in touch on this.
Laura's texted in. She said a lot of newish cars come with a kit to plug a slow puncture, but not a spare tire to save money.
That's exactly what's in my car. There's one of those little kits.
What?
There's a kit.
Other than a spare tyre.
You can come and have a look at it if you want, if you find it that hard to believe. So my plan is to buy a tyre, roll it into the office tomorrow.
With one of the sticks like 1930s.
Yeah. Leave it at my desk and then ask someone who looks really nice if they'd help me change my tyre.
I'm surprised we don't see that more often, more people rolling tyres through town.
Yeah, they don't do it, do they? They always just pay for the call-out service.
Is that what's happening? Is that what they do?
Well, I guess they would. I'm at the end of my tether, maybe like my tyre is, because
right.
I refuse to do that.
Okay, so that's your plan.
That's my plan. Mm-hmm. Someone was in touch here.
Emma, why don't you just get Jack to get the tyre in his car, and then he come down to your car park and change it for you? I think that could be your best option, rather than you having to bring it in a taxi.
Darling, I totally understand. That makes...
Oh, the passive-aggressive darling.
No.
Oh, what's happening here?
I'm on board with this woman. I understand. That makes sense, doesn't it? That
it
is
does.
Something I discussed with Jack last night. I said, hey, when you're working from home someday in your lunch break, could you swing in with a tyre for me?
Yeah. And?
Jack's never changed a tyre.
Oh, for God's sake.
So I don't fancy him at the moment. So when I'm back on board talking to him again, maybe, I don't know, we'll learn how to change a tire.
Do you know what you should do? You should go around the office asking people who clearly have never changed a tire to change your tire and just watch them panic.
No, Jack was very embarrassed last night. He didn't give me an answer for a while. I was like, what? Like, you're not, like, surely you could pop in your lunch break, no? He was like, I don't know how to do it.
Oh my God. Look it up, Jack.
I literally was like, ew. Speak to you soon.
Oh my God.
Tricky. Come on. Can we give away a grand this week? We're very hopeful. Casey's on to give it a lash. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you doing?
Too
good,
bad.
Good. What you normally you listen to the podcast. What are you normally doing when you listen to the podcast?
I'd be driving home from college because I like the entertainment and stuff. So I don't get you at 7 and I wouldn't be able to listen all the way to 10. So I listen on the catch up on the podcast instead.
Can't tell you how much we appreciate that, Kate.
You're our dream. You know, I listen to an Australian radio podcast. Actually, I'm not going to say anymore because you might move to them.
Katie, what's the plan for the day anyway? Are you off to college?
Yeah, I'm heading down there to college this morning.
What are you, what college or what are you studying?
I'm studying sports therapy and I'm down in Carlow.
Oh, very nice.
Oh, you have a long spin every morning then?
Yeah.
SETU, is it, Katie?
That's the one, yeah.
Yeah, very good. They amalgamated with Waterford City.
Say. Waterford IT.
Waterford IT. WIT. Yeah.
So they've become a university now. They have university status.
I was in Carlow, before it was SETU, I was in Carlow University or Carlow whatever,
college,
Carlow
College. Time.
And I judged a talent show.
Yeah,
we used to get the big gigs, Katie.
Yeah.
You know?
So we used to work in a radio station that covered Carlow. So we used to go up to Carlow IT or Carlow College, whatever it was at the time, yeah. And the talent shows are bloody brilliant.
Yeah, they were very good. Very, very good.
It's a good crack in college. Obviously, you don't probably get to do much of the student life if you're up and down the road.
Not really. Well, I'm a mature student as well, so
you're one of those people at the back of the class that ask all the questions, and all the young ones go,
Does hanging around with all the younger people keep you feeling young, Katie?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm not that much older than them, but
Good on you. Delighted for you. That's great. My brothers did a similar course, and there's plenty of work in physio.
All right, Katie. Yeah. Welcome on in to the Tricky 10. Just so you know, I did it this morning myself. I covered the answers. I gave myself a go, and I didn't do amazingly well.
Oh, come on. Don't be saying that to
people. Will I tell you my score?
After.
Okay, I'll tell you my score after. All right, Katie, we're going to put 55 seconds on the clock and ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and will not repeat. We're only going to be able to accept your first answer, and if you don't know the answer, just make sure and give it a guess. Don't pass, just give it a guess. If you top the leaderboard at the end of the week, you win a brand new fuzzy charge snooty to get cozy this winter, and if you answer all 10 questions correctly, which is, we know why you're really here, we will give you €1,000 on the spot. Now, Luke is top of the leaderboard at the moment with a score of 8. He did that within the full time he had, 55 seconds. So if you could beat 8 before 55 seconds or even get a 9 in 55 seconds, that's cool. Do you think you can do it?
Oh, sure, we'll give it a go.
Of course you can.
All right, Katie. Yeah. Emma's going to ask your questions. The very best of luck.
Deep breath, girl. Yeah, let's do this. 3, 2, 1, start the clock. April Fool's Day falls on what number day in April?
April 1st. 1.
Dua Lipa has recorded how many solo studio albums?
3.
In time zones, Tokyo and Japan is how many hours ahead of Ireland?
6.
Complete the name of Simon Cowell's newest boy band, December what?
10.
How many fingernails are there on one average human hand?
5.
The Nintendo Wii was released in 2000 and what?
4.
Spurs have won how many Premier League games this season?
7.
The word kangaroo contains how many letters?
8.
Dawson and Hardcore Street are in which Dublin postal district?
2.
We'll give you that 2. Alright, Katie, how do you think you did?
I don't have a clue, really. Hard to keep track.
Alright, well, do you want to find out?
Yeah, sure, give
it
a go.
Let's do it.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Score of 7. Ooh. With 9 questions answered is not bad
you
at all,
Katie.
You
should be so proud of that, Katie.
And also, just when I was saying that I got, I did it this morning.
Yeah, go on.
I got a score of 6.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, there you go. So you beat me on that one, Katie. Let's go through some of your answers, the ones you got wrong, which was only 2 out of the 9 questions asked. In time zones, Tokyo and Japan is how many hours ahead of Ireland? You said 6. The answer is 9. And the Nintendo Wii was released in 2000 and what? You said 4. The answer was 2006. facts, but you got every other one asked correct, Katie.
And I
so
loved the way you kind of laughed when you didn't know.
Yeah.
But then every time you were
every
laughing,
time she laughed, she got it right.
You were like, it was like Spurs have won how many Premier League games this season? You just started laughing and went seven. I was like, she's spot on.
But you know what, Katie, you were right to guess because some people pass and there's no way we can give that as a correct answer then. Katie, well done. 7 out of 9. Not bad at all. I hope you have a fantastic day.
And Katie, it's lovely to have you with us live, but remember now, when you finish college and driving home, you can hear yourself on the podcast.
There you go.
Might skip over that bit then.
You did great. Have a great day.
See you later, pet.
Thanks, my lad.
Good luck. Alright,
Katie. Me too, big fan. If you would like to check out our podcast, it's called Fully Charged Recharge. Maybe you're like Katie and can't catch the full thing,
then that's absolutely fair enough. And maybe you're like Katie and you think you can win €1,000 by answering 10 questions correctly. We've had some good scores this week already, an 8 and a 7. Mm-hmm. Both times, though, 55 seconds running out the clock. I think Katie took too long on how many letters are there in the word kangaroo.
I think the spelling ones are horrible, Callum, because it just takes up too much time.
They're really easy to C-A-N-G-A-O-R.
I'd be quick.
Instantly,
I think with those kind of questions, I'd be good with that quick, but other ones I wouldn't have a clue. What were the ones that caught her? Japan, time zones, nasty, man.
Yeah, I didn't know that
Get
one at
rid.
All. The ones I got wrong were Dua Lipa's how many studio albums.
You'd think
I said
there was
four.
More than three, wouldn't you?
Time zones one, I said 7. Spurs, I said 9. And how many films have been in the Bad Boy series? I said 3, there was 4. So yeah, that was the question we didn't get to, which now Callum will not be adding to tomorrow's game, which means he has to come up with a 10th question. Yeah. Do you know what? I'll give you the 10th question. That's my bad. Listen, if you want to play the Tricky 10 tomorrow and you think you can take this €1,000 off, be the first one to do it, Tricky in a WhatsApp right now, 087 711 1038.
Even if you don't do that, you can win the Fuzzy Charge Snooty, so well worth getting in with the word Tricky in a WhatsApp. Now though, new Dermot Kennedy. This is Funeral on Spin. It's Metro Boomin' in the Weekend and Creepin' on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona.
I need your relationship advice this morning. 087 711 1038. Open up WhatsApp, send me a voice note with your advice. It doesn't end there. Obviously, I don't just want general advice.
Buy her flowers sometime. Always be a good listener.
I want advice on something that is
specific.
Something specific that is happening this week. So me and my beautiful, wonderful girlfriend went to Cork over the weekend and we had a fantastic time.
God, did you just fall in love with her all over again?
All over again.
That's
I love
amazing.
Her more and more every hour. I love her so much. She's so amazing. My little baby loves her so much.
Sorry?
She's my little baby. I love her so much. So we had a great time.
Yeah.
We had a really, really fun time. It was lovely. And she says in the car on the way home,
because you're in a real love bubble after the weekend.
Yeah, the love bubble. You're kind of thinking, God, will we just move in together?
Hand on the knee on the way home. Like, I love you so much, sweetie pie.
Holding hands. Mm. Like, don't worry, I don't need to change gear.
Yeah.
It's fine. We'll just
we'll
hold
stay
hands.
In seconds the whole way up the motorway.
And she says to me, what are you doing next weekend?
And you say, my sugar pie plum fairy, whatever your heart desires.
I said, I don't think I've any plans. And she says, Grant, do you want to chill out? I say, that sounds good to me.
As in almost my sweetie pie honey boo, like from Friday to Monday morning, mm-hmm. I am in your company and we are slothing together.
Exactly. Sounds like a good plan. We're going to chill out and watch movies and we'll get
I'll
a takeaway,
like,
maybe
as a girl,
go for a walk.
It's lovely to have that locked in.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You get home then and you're like, you miss him a little bit after the weekend, but you say, at least now, from Friday to Monday, he's mine and only mine, and there'll be no distractions. It'll just be us together fully for the weekend. It's really good for the mental health.
It
really
is,
to get you through
course,
the week knowing that's coming up.
Yeah. Yeah. So I said, yeah, we'll chill at the weekend. It's like a fantastic plan. I get home then to my housemates and they say,
open the door, drop the bag.
Yeah, drop the bag straight in. They go, come here, keep next weekend free because we're going out. I was like, what? She was like, now this sounds weird, but my housemate was like, my mom is coming up and my auntie. Her mom and her auntie are grey crack.
Mm, they're from Galway, aren't they?
They're from Galway and they're wild. Mm. So they were like, we're going out. They're coming
can
up.
I just ask, does her mom and auntie come up like just to go out with you, like, and stay in the house?
Yeah, kind of. I think they're going.
Amazing.
I think they're doing like a afternoon tea or something.
But then they're like, oh, then let's rip.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Let's go out on the terrace. So that is the their plan, and I was like, oh crap! I already said to Pippa that I was gonna chill with her, but now I've plans.
No,
you know?
No. Oh, already now I find an issue with what you said. But Grant, I won't. I'll reserve my judgment for now.
But I just think that, like, I could chill with Pippa on the Sunday, but Friday and Saturday are kind of for a bender. Do you know? So that's my advice. And by the way, 087 711 1038. I'm not looking for abuse. I am not looking for what you think of me. I am looking for the ways I can tell Pippa that this is happening and not, oh, well, you have... I'm not looking like what do I do? Do I go with Pippa or do I go out with my mates? No, no, I've already decided...
You're ditching Pippa for your housemate's Pippa. Ma.
Yeah. Okay, when you say it like that, it's not fair.
Is that what you're saying to me?
It's not fair when you say it like that.
But that's the truth, no? You're ditching Pippa for your housemate's ma.
Yeah, but
and
like,
auntie.
I would never say that to you. I would just be like, yeah, go ahead. Now, there are the rules. You can't abuse me and you can't try and change my mind. You just have to give me advice on what I should tell Pippa.
To make the situation better. So what you're saying is you've made your decision and there's no going back. What you're saying is you've decided you are not sticking to the agreement you made with your beautiful, lovely girlfriend.
Well, I love her so much, but I'm like, oh yeah, chill. We kind of did that this weekend and now I kind of want to go out with my mates. It just so happened that my mates made the plan after we decided to chill. And I was like, well,
okay.
Do you know what I mean?
So you're looking for how to navigate the situation, telling Pippa. Okay.
Yes. So if you're a navigator, an expert navigator for things like this, then please... voice notice 087-711-1038.
Get your voice notes over. Keep it to voice note because personally, I'd like to hear, the
anger in your voice.
I'd like to hear the tone that you have to deliver to Dave this morning.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. Get in touch 087-711-1038. Aaron Rowe now at Spin. Aaron Rowe and Please Don't Hate Me. He's from Dublin and he's so talented.
It.
Yeah, he's class.
Unbelievable song. I love that. All right, I'm in a bit of a dilemma. This morning, 087-711-1038. I'm looking for your relationship advice because we had a lovely weekend, myself and my girlfriend, just gone. We were in Cork. We spent a lovely weekend together and then we were on the way home. She said, what are you doing next weekend? I said, no, I have no plans. And she said, oh, do you want to just chill out then? And I was like, yeah, that sounds good. And I dropped her.
On such a love buzz after the weekend away, all cosy, all weekend, and making plans for next weekend. Lovely.
Then I drop her home and then I go home to my housemates and they say, hey, don't make any plans. We're going out this weekend, Friday, Saturday. Are you ready? And I was like, oh, crap. I already said Pippa, I'd chill with her. But I did, you know, a weekend just there. I could probably go to her and just be like, here, listen, the lads are going out.
He's already trying to justify his actions.
Now, obviously, it's my housemate's mother is coming up. My housemate's mother is great crack. Mm. That's what, I know it sounds weird that I want to go out with my housemate's mother, but she's great crack and she's bringing the auntie as well. So we'd all go out on the tear and it'd be a fantastic weekend.
Dave wasn't necessarily asking for your advice of what should he do. He's saying he's made his decision, as in he's going to ditch the Pippa plan and go out with the housemates and the mothers and the aunties.
Yeah, so I'm just looking for help on how I navigate that.
Mm. As you can imagine, people are thrilled with you this morning. Yeah. Denise is standing by. Hello.
Hi, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning.
On the back
don't
of what you just...
Don't talk to me, Dave. Don't talk.
I'm hoping, Denise, you're about to be D-nice.
No, absolutely not. I'm going to be the nephew.
Now, tell me this, Denise. You're a bit worried that something might be bubbling this morning. What is it?
Well, do you remember we had a little discussion, Dave, a little while ago, and he had a little tantrum?
I've thrown many tantrums on this show, Denise.
Well, I expect another one incoming day.
There's another tantrum on the way, she expects, based on what she has to say to you.
Go on, Denise.
First come, first served. Who do you love more?
Do you love your housemate's mother more or your girlfriend?
I don't love either more. No, obviously I love... That's a joke. I obviously love my girlfriend a lot more than my housemate's mother. Next question.
Well said.
Aced that question. Next. I don't think it's about loving who more. I think it's just about, you know, creating balance in relationships.
Right.
One with my girlfriend.
Look, Dave, you have to live with your girlfriend.
Yeah. And my
husband. And you have to keep her happy. And you've promised her a weekend.
Mm. Yeah.
I know for sure it wouldn't sit well with me anyway, Denise. Thank you very much.
No problem.
We have a long way to go on this morning. I'm sure the tantrum will be here before we wrap up. Thank you.
Thanks, Denise. Have a great day.
Bye.
Have a great tantrum, Dave.
I will, if no one agrees with me. So, advice, please, on how I can best navigate this. I'm not looking for abuse or I'm not looking for what you think. 087-711-103. How do you think I should navigate this, you know, whole conversation with, hey, love you and all, but I'm going to go out with the lads?
Mm-hmm. Always sits well with the ladies. I feel that one. 087-711-103. Get your voice notes in. Lady Gaga's Abracadabra on Spin. It's 8:42 and after 9 o'clock each and every Tuesday, we bring you Top 10 Tuesday. It's one of our favourite things we do on the show and it's coming very shortly.
First though, I want to talk to you about my relationship. I need some advice from you this morning on 087-711-103. And I'm pretty aware I'm coming across really well. for this whole story. But basically, I was I had a lovely weekend with my girlfriend Pippa last weekend. Just there, we went to Cork. On the way home, she was like, "What are you up for this weekend or next weekend?" And I said, "Oh, I'm not doing anything. I'm just chilling." And she said, "Great, do you want to chill together?" And I said, "Yeah, sounds like a plan."
So you kind of locked in a weekend of just being in each other's company, ordering takeaways, watching TV,
watching a movie,
staying together in the same place, cuddle all weekend, lovely.
Because I had no plans. Then I get home to my own house, and my housemates are like, "Keep this weekend free. We're going out." My housemate is like, "My mum is coming up, and my auntie, who, by the way, I know that sounds weird, but they're just great crack, and we always go out when they come up, and it's a bit of fun." And I was like, "Oh, I didn't know that was happening this weekend. All right, great." So now I need your help navigating that, because I already promised Pippa that I was going to, you know, chill with her for the weekend. But now, that was before I had plans. And also, we had, you know, the weekend last weekend to kind of chill. So maybe I could go over to hers on the Sunday or something like that, because I would like to go out with my friends.
Okay. So you think that
my friend's mother and auntie.
The night with your housemates and the mothers and the aunties is better than hanging out with your girlfriend then in your head?
No, not at all. But thank you for phrasing that in such a way. No, it's just about balance, I think, in the relationship. You know,
and maybe, in fairness, maybe it's so rare that the mother comes to visit that you're like, "Ah, that doesn't happen every weekend."
Exactly. So, you know, it just happened.
I'll give you that.
I won't give you
any more than that. Sinead was on.
Be serious. Cannot be serious. So this is how you're going to tell Pippa. "Hey, Pippa, you know the way I'm the worst boyfriend in the whole wide world, and I always like change plans and let you down. This is another one of those occasions, but this time it's really bad, because I'm going to hang out with my flatmates, Ma and Auntie, for two nights, and then I'm going to give you a Sunday afternoon where I'm going to be really bad company, pretty useless, and that's going to be our chill out Sunday. Hope that works for you. Really, unbelievable."
That's perfect. Hope that works for you. Amazing.
That's perfect.
That was excellently done. Thank you.
Sinead, that's great.
Yeah, that's great.
I think just copy Sinead's message and send it over to your own phone and just send it to her as a voice note. That's spot on. Is this going as well as you hoped, Dave?
Really well. Like, it's exactly what I thought would happen. Here's and not that there was a load of lads being like, "Don't worry, Dave, I have you sorted. This is what you say to the missus." None of that has come in, has it?
Well, here's Justin.
"Just don't do it, Dave. Just don't do it. I can tell you now, you're going to open up a world of storm for yourself. Don't do it."
Oh, come on, like.
So that went really well. This person doesn't have a name, so I'm assuming if they don't want to identify themselves, this is going to go really well.
"Just a casual saying, a person who is not of their word is not a person worthy of me. So why can't Pippa go out with you? Or why do you have to do Friday and Saturday with them? Because you're going to be useless and annoying on Sunday and probably cranky, so that's not really going to be good time."
Yeah.
"And that will lead you into a situation into the following week into the future. So you got a future proof. Can you do Friday and Sunday with Pippa? Or why can't she go out also? Don't be riddick. Okay, bye."
I need to say really quick, obviously Pippa is invited. Like, I'm not like being like, "I'm going to see you later." Do you know what I mean? She can absolutely come, but I know she wanted to chill. That's why I was like, but like, she's one of it. It's not like I'm like, "No, you have to stay at home."
Miss No Name, I just put my legs up my chair and sat back with a smile on my face to say I am enjoying myself this morning would be a bit of an
Are you having a good time, Emma?
I'm having a ball. This
come on,
is
there
hilarious.
Has to be one for me. One
All right,
for me. Come
here's
on.
Here's Alan.
"It's very simple. You got to honour the prior commitment made."
God, there's a lot of great lads listening to
Sorry,
the show.
Alan,
Go
you're
ahead.
Kind of breaking up there. I didn't hear that. It wasn't very clear.
I think a very fair mix there. You heard from two women and two men, and the men are really righteous, good men.
No,
good men.
They just know I'm going to get in trouble.
Did you hear the way this was phrased?
"It's very simple. You got to honour the prior commitment made."
You got to honour the prior commitment made. That's beautiful, I have to say.
Oh, I thought he said mate.
Any more advice for Dave? Is anyone going to give him actual advice?
I just want to go out my housemate's ma.
Sam Fender and the Treadmill on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. I think that's pretty perfect for Dave this morning because he is starting to sweat.
And I don't understand people not being on my side in this. This is crazy. This is not what I was expecting at all. All right, here's the story if you've just tuned in, okay? I had a lovely weekend with my girlfriend last weekend. We were on the way home from Cork and she said, "What are you doing next weekend?" Wanting to continue the love.
Oh, of course.
And I said, "Nothing, I'm just chilling." She said, "Great, do you want to chill together?" I said, "Sounds like a plan to me."
And when you say chill together, that means being in each other's company from Friday through Monday morning, isn't the whole weekend just together in each other's little bubble.
I go home and then I walk into the house and my housemate says, make sure I keep this weekend free because my mom and my auntie are coming up and we're all going out. And I was like, whenever my housemates, mom and auntie come up, it's always a bit of crack. So I have to do that.
Wild women from Galway.
Yeah, but I said I'd already hang out with Pippa and chill with her. But I was just like, but that was before I had plans. I mean, so now I have plans. And I was just like, why can't we just, I'll just go and do that instead. And I'll chill with her the next weekend or I'll chill with her on the Sunday or something like
that. Dave seems to have his mind made up on this one in terms of he is going ahead with this plan to ditch off Pippa and go out with.
But I'm not ditching her. She can come if she wants.
Right.
I will invite her.
But basically what he was looking for was advice on how to kind of say this to Pippa or deal with this with Pippa as to not totally be in the dark.
Yeah, I'm not looking for advice on what to do. I already know what I'm doing. I'm going out with my housemate and my housemate's ma.
Maria was on.
Best way to convince Pippa to go with you is just to be like, oh my God, my housemate's mom can't wait to meet you. He told her all about you and she loves you already. You have to come near.
Who is this person?
Maria.
Maria, fantastic. Love it. That's brilliant. Smart.
He's actually literally writing that down. He's taking notes. Okay, very good. This is Maria then.
Hi, Dave.
Hi.
So my thoughts is I actually think Pippa sounds really pretty sound and will be fine about it. She might actually be glad and make other plans for herself. And go, yeah, Grant, go on ahead, no bother. Probably in the long run, she may sting you and remind you about that weekend and have an IOU. But at the same time, I think she's good crack. She'll completely get it and go, yeah, belt away, no bother. So I think you're going to be fine.
Oh, wow, right. You don't know Pippa at all. Not good crack. She's not nice. No, she's literally, you know what, Mairead, that's probably exactly what'll happen. I'm fine with an IOU. I'm absolutely fine with an IOU. Okay. That sounds grand to me.
Here's Ian then. Oh no, sorry. It's Carl is next. Sorry, this is Carl.
Dave, you are caught between a rock and a hard place there, pal. I don't envy you. But the only way out of this is to pitch it to the missus that there's a fantastic weekend out planned with some lunatic people that you would really like to go on, and maybe she should come with you and meet these people and have a laugh.
Yes.
It's unfortunately for you, and Emma will correct me here if I'm wrong, but if you make plans with your missus, those plans take priority over any plans that are made after the fact. So the only way out of it is bring her with you.
I'm happy, absolutely very, very happy to bring Pippa. It's just because she thought we were going to chill, so that she has that in her head now.
Yeah.
And if I say, will you come out with me? She'd be like, well, I thought we were going to chill. So I'm trying to navigate that.
Yeah. Well, I think great advice. And I think once you've, Carla hit the nail on the head, once the plan is made with the missus, it is literally like an ohm stone. It's carved into the old ancient rock.
I'm still going to try to get out of it though.
Christ on a bike, help me out here. Here's David Guetta and Sia. You're on Spin. David Guetta with Sia on Spin.
All right. Need your advice this morning. I want to go out with my housemates this weekend, but I already said before we planned that I'd chill with my girlfriend Pippa. How do I navigate telling Pippa that I want to go out with the housemates instead? 0877111038.
Lots of advice coming in this morning. This from Ian.
Hey, I think it's quite obvious, Dave. Just, you know, honesty. Just be honest. Like, hi, Pippa. I'm a pathetic little man who will throw a tantrum if I don't get my own way.
Can we please stop having Ian on the show? Ian is on the show every month or so. He only texts in when he wants to abuse me.
When he wants to call you a pathetic little man. A few weeks ago, you were trying to figure out how to, when you're going on holidays, get a room to yourself and leave your sister share a room with your brother.
Yeah.
And Ian had this to say a few weeks ago.
The best excuse is probably honesty.
Yeah.
Hi sis, I'm a pathetic little man who will throw a tantrum unless you give me the room. See how that works for you.
Ian, that's great.
You're just straight up barred, Ian.
No, Ian, you're welcome here anytime.
You're barred.
Send this to Pippa.
Yeah, I think it's quite obvious, Dave. Just, you know, honesty. Just be honest. Like, hi, Pippa. I'm a pathetic little man who will throw a tantrum if I don't get my own way.
It's the beforehand where he kind of leads you with some false pretense. You're like, well, this is what you do, Dave. You're pathetic. Thanks, Ian.
Ian, I want to hear from
Always
you.
Good to talk to you.
Every morning.
Dublin Travel. With Just Eat's Cheeky Tuesday. You can get your favourite foods for less every Tuesday.
I think it's fair to say you're none the wiser on the back of that. Yeah,
what do I do now?
I still don't know. It's coming up on 9. What's the crack in the roads, Alex?
Emergency services are dealing with the crash in the M50 northbound between Ballymun and... On it, on it, on it. Let's go!
and Fiona in the morning.
Hello, how are we?
Hey, what's going on?
I said at the start of the year, I really needed to change my ways when it comes to being consumerism. And I wanted to cut back and...
You're going to become a minimalist.
Well, that's the goal by the end of the year. Although...
Not the amount of packages I see coming in here
every
day.
No, there's been no packages in quite some time, I'll have you know. If you would like to follow me on Vintage, I'm trying to shift some bits. But look, I'm trying to take it all down a notch. But I've realised two things.
Okay.
Social media knows when I get paid, because the last few days on the run up to payday, which is tomorrow, the amount of clothes ads that are popping up, I genuinely, like, prior to the last few days, the kind of ads I was getting were for like dog stuff or, you know, whatever, cushions, random stuff that I've Googled once. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas the last few days, it's gone hardcore on like, you need these runners, you need these jeans. Did you see what's in trend? What about that dress? Blah, blah. Like, I'm like, whoa, stop. And I'm realizing, and maybe it's just coincidence, but it's always right before you get paid where you start going, oh God, those shoes were lovely or whatever.
But isn't it good that it happens right before you're paid and not after you get paid? Because... honestly, I'd see that and I'd be like, oh, I need that. And then I'd forget about it by the time I'm paid.
Well, hopefully. But the problem is I take screenshots and go, yeah, when I'm paid, I'll revisit.
You don't help yourself, do you?
No, but I've realised another thing that's a problem. And this is what I'm going to start doing on the week around payday when I've got a few quid. I can't look at people's feet on the street.
Okay.
Because I want everyone's runners. Yeah. There was a girl yesterday walking ahead of me down Drury Street and she was wearing the most class red and pink Nike Air Max runners, teamed with a slightly flared pair of green jeans, and I was like, girl, where did you get everything? I want all of it so bad.
You sound like such a minimalist.
I have a serious issue. It is a problem. I feel like I need everything. However, I will say, how many times have you seen me wear this jumper?
I was actually only thinking this morning, I've seen that jumper quite a lot.
Mm. See, I'm starting to repeat my clothes, guys. The capsule wardrobe has been activated, okay? Activation. Kingfisher on Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona, 9 minutes after eight, or other way around, 8 minutes after nine. And reminder that...
that's impressive.
Hey, after 10 o'clock this morning, all the times, your chance to win big with 10 plus 1 if you catch Michaela or Steve this morning or this afternoon playing 11 song in a row. Call them out, you could win some big prizes. For now though, it's our favourite time of the week. It's Top 10 Tuesday.
Woo. Oh, if you've never heard this game, you are going to love it. It's kind of one of those games that really gets the brain working, and I know you're like, oh, don't want to get me brain working.
That's
I just want to be entertained. This is fun. You'll enjoy this then.
You will like this one today. I hope. I did this in the office. I normally, when I write these, I check them with the guys in the office to see how well that they will get on.
Yeah.
I spoke to Pat and Gav, who are generally quite smart people.
Yeah.
And I thought that they would do well with this topic today, and they got 8 out of 10. Ooh. Working together as a team, which is what you'll be
which
doing.
Which is what we're doing.
So, and obviously, we're way more intelligent than anyone else you could ever meet, Callum.
Absolutely,
so you're not concerned about us at all.
Absolutely. This is Top 10 Tuesday. It's the game where I give you a topic and you have to fill in what you think the top 10 of that topic might be. Last week we did Lady Gaga's first 10 singles.
Fun.
We did the last 10 Super Bowl performers in years gone by and loads more. Emma and Dave, you have 3 lives each this morning. You'll take it in turns to try and complete my top 10 list. You'll get a point for each correct answer and you'll lose a life for something that isn't in the top 10. If you lose all 3 lives, that's the game over for you. And if you can't fill out the top 10, we'll throw it out to you listening on 087 711 1038. IMC cinema passes for each one that you fill in. I also have a backup question because I think you may
get 10.
Get 10 out of 10.
Ooh,
on this one.
Fantastic.
Damn.
Now, that's always the most
pressure.
Yeah,
I hate when you expect loads out of us and then we suck.
I'm going to say the topic and you're going to be like, Callum, what the hell? But just wait. This week, I am looking for the first 10 words that make up the NATO phonetic alphabet.
I have this.
And if you don't know what the NATO phonetic alphabet is, it's a standard set of 26 code words used on like the phone and emergency services to clearly communicate letters, preventing confusion between similar sounding letters.
Sorry, are you saying that 26 is in the 26 letters in the alphabet?
Yeah, so I'm looking for numbers 1 to 10 that make up the NATO phonetic
alphabet. So from A to whatever that is.
Absolutely. So for an example, if you're on the phone to someone and they try and confirm something, then you say like N, they would say N for November.
Mm-hmm.
That is part of the NATO phonetic alphabet.
I just want to be clear before I get going. I don't work for NATO. I'm not a pilot.
That's all right.
I'm not sure if I'm great. I might know a couple of them.
Kind of bog standard. So you're looking for the first 10. We'll start with you, Emma. So it's not letters, it's
I
words.
Definitely know the first one because it's alpha.
Alpha is correct. That is number 1. Well
A
done,
for
Emma.
Alpha.
Very good.
B for beta.
That is incorrect.
Wow. What? Alpha.
A lot of people said this in the office as well, and I have double and triple checked this. It is not beta.
It's not. I have it. I have it.
Okay, I'm going to skip on because I'm not sure.
Well, you, yeah, do C.
So you can go back to B. I think C is Charlie.
It is.
And you are correct.
Okay, Charlie.
So that is A for Alpha, number one. C for Charlie. Dave.
It's Bravo.
Correct.
Yeah.
For Bravo.
Bravo.
Yeah. Bravo, very good. Okay, yeah.
So A, B, and C, 1, 2, and 3. Alpha, okay, Bravo,
B,
Charlie.
D, E, E. Is E elephant?
It's not.
I'm Why afraid. Is that funny? Don't laugh.
I don't know, E. I think it's something weird like Enron or E for... I don't know.
I'm trying to think, like, what's a really common E?
We've a message in from Linda already saying, oh, this one is way too easy.
Do you think, yeah.
Sorry, who teaches you this?
I know it from, like, cop shows.
Yeah, it's just kind of given. You just hear it around.
You just hear it around. In, like, war movies, I guess, yeah?
Or, like, police films.
They still
famously
use it, like,
ones that you watch.
Like, when a police... They say, do you ever see, like, Road Wars and they're reading out, like, a license plate?
Right.
It's like 6-9 Alpha Bravo Charlie. Do you know what I mean? Whatever. I think Foxtrot.
Foxtrot is F. It's number 6.
Well done. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J. Is H Harry?
No. H is not Harry.
Is that me out? No.
No, you've Emma's got 2 points and 2 lives lost. Dave, you've got 2 points and 1 life lost.
Charlie Delta. I don't know. I think it should be a name, but I'm not actually sure. So, like, what would G be? G for garden, maybe? H for Hoover? Henry? Is H Henry?
H is not Henry.
So
we'll just
Harry.
Go through the list. So we've got 2 points on the board each and 2 lives lost each. A, number one, Alpha. B, Bravo. 2, 3, Charlie. C, and 6, F, Foxtrot. You've 4 down. You've still got 6 to go.
I
feel really tick. Is... I have such a need to say something. It's like an invasive thought and I know it's not right, but I'm like, gee, Gertrude. I don't know. I'm sorry.
Are you,
I think that's me out.
You're clocking out. All right, know. Emma, you're out there.
I think I is indigo.
I is... Not
no!
indigo. What a disaster. Everybody is out. What a disaster of a top 10 Tuesday. I honestly thought you were going to fly through.
I thought
this.
I was as well. I said it right in them before yeah. even. Like, oh, crap.
So, this week we are looking for the first 10 words that make up the NATO phonetic alphabet. It's the 26 code words used in, like, aeroplanes and emergency services
we
to communicate. You didn't even get that. You got 4.
Can I
Alpha
ask?
Bravo,
I
Charlie.
Pass.
Delta Foxtrot.
No one said Delta.
I did say Delta. That's how we got to D.
No one said Delta. It's
oh,
not been
sorry.
TikTok. You said it, but you didn't say it as an official answer.
Right.
So, okay, so Delta has been given. So, there is 5 down, 5 to go. A, Alpha, number 1. B, Bravo, number 2. 3, Charlie. That's C. 4, Delta. And 6, F, Foxtrot. So, we're
Can
looking for number 5, 7, 8, 9, and 10.
I presume the answer is yes. If you work in emergency services, then when you come in and do your training, this is what you're taught.
Yeah.
Right.
It's all to differentiate.
More police would know this.
Yeah.
Surely, I'm confused. Like, my dad was a guard, but anyway.
So 087-711-1038. We're looking for 5. That's 5 cinema passes up for grabs. Can you fill out number 5, 7, 8, 9 and 10 in the NATO phonetic alphabet?
I miss...
Beta.
I miss being the person who asked top 10 Tuesday. I'm going to cross. Bring Fiona back. Have
Great
the baby.
One, really good one.
Here's Sienna Spyro. This is called Die on This Hill. You're listening to Spin. God Minister. Calvin Harris with Kasabian. That's brand new. It's called Release the Pressure on Spin.
Oh, lads. Top 10 Tuesday has been incredible this week. A really, really good one, Callum, I think.
Thank you very much. I do like some good feedback. And you've been very nice to me since you've come back from holiday. We are playing Top 10 Tuesday. It's where I give you a topic and you have to fill in what you think the top 10 of that topic might be. Today, we are doing something a little bit bizarre in terms of the actual topic, but it's kind of ingrained in a lot of people's head. It's the first 10 words that make up the NATO phonetic alphabet. Now, if you don't know what the NATO phonetic alphabet is. It's 26 code words used in aviation and emergency services to communicate letters, preventing confusions between similar sounding letters.
So I always think of it like cop shows, and they're like chasing after a car, and it's just like it's going down the road really, really fast, and they're like, all right, it's turning left, you know, license plate, Bravo, Alpha, 6-7.
Yes.
6-7. Charlie, Alpha, you know what I mean? That kind of letter stuff.
So far we've got 5 out of 10. We've got Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, Delta and Foxtrot, but we're looking for the other 5.
On to give this a go this morning. Who thinks she knows is Anne-Marie. How are you?
Hi, guys. Hi. I'm well, thanks.
Are you mortified that we're so bad at this?
A little bit, yeah.
So look, we've only managed to identify 50% of the list so far. We have
Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, Delta, and we didn't have E, but we had F, Foxtrot. So we need E, G, H, I, J. Do you know these, Anne-Marie? Are you good at these?
Yeah, I did. I used to work in a call centre and we used to have to say them every day.
Really? Oh my god, in call centres as well. I guess that makes perfect sense, doesn't it? Just to confirm things.
I have a feeling that Anne-Marie is going to get all 5 out of 5 here then. So let's start. Let's go in numerical order. So number 5, E, what is that?
Echo.
Damn it, I knew that as well.
That's one on the board. So 6 we've got is Foxtrot. 7, let's go.
G.
Golf.
G for golf. It is.
Is it golf? I didn't know that.
I think H has come to me.
What do you think it might be,
Anne? Hotel.
And Anne-Marie.
No way!
Well done. And there I was a few minutes going, Harry!
Where did the hotel come from?
It just hit me.
Okay.
That's 3 from 3.
I thought I was Indigo, Anne-Marie. What is I?
India.
No!
It is India.
So close.
And then let's complete this top 10 list. Number 10, J.
So Juliet.
Juliet,
another name in there as well.
Juliet, is it?
Juliet, yeah.
Do you know what would be really funny, and it's a Michael McIntyre joke, if G was Gnome?
And do you know what, Anne-Marie? I'll double your cinema passes if you can complete the 26.
Oh, can you, Anne-Marie?
Oh, gosh.
HIJK, M and a P. Let's sit back and relax.
K.
Kilo.
Yep.
L. Lima.
Yep. M.
Oh, now you put me on the spot. I want to say mother, but I think it's wrong.
It's M for Mike.
Oh.
Yeah, M for Mike, N for November.
O for Oscar, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, O for Oscar. P for Papa.
Yeah.
Q.
Quebec.
Yeah.
Or.
Romeo.
Yeah.
S.
Sierra.
Yeah.
T. Wow!
T.
Oh, Tango.
Yeah.
U.
Uniform.
Yeah.
V.
For Violet.
Victor.
Oh, W.
Yeah.
W.
Whiskey.
Yeah.
X.
Oh, gosh. Is it?
What is it?
It's X-ray.
X-ray, yeah.
Oh, X-ray, yes. I knew it was easier than a xylophone. I was like...
And what's Y and Z?
Yankee and then Zulu.
Zulu. Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Absolutely. You didn't get all, but do you know what? I'm going to double your cinema passes anyway. That's 10 for you,
Anne-Marie. Very impressive, Anne-Marie.
Thank you.
Thank you. Girls. Have a great day.
Bye, guys. Bye. Enjoy.
Talk to you later. Well,
she
didn't
get M and she didn't get V. That's not bad at all.
That's pretty good going. Much better than me anyway. Harry!
I wonder, could I do it now? Do we have time for me to go through them really quick?
A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, Delta, Echo, Foxtrot, Golf, Hotel, India, Julia. Kilo. No, already forgot. I don't. What's L?
Lima.
And then Mike, November, Oscar, Papa, Quebec.
Or?
Red.
Romeo.
Or S.
Steve.
Sierra.
T.
Tango.
You is, I don't know. I'm out.
Here's Sila. This is Chanel. You are listening to Spin. That's Olivia Dean and So Easy to Fall in Love. You know what? That's working for people a lot at the moment. A nice, wholesome Instagram reel.
Wholesome.
When you add a bit of music, that one works quite well. It is Emma, Dave and Fiona. It's just coming up on 20 to 10. I want to talk to you about this guy. His name is Lenny Pierce. I saw this press release come into my email the other day. Obviously, in the job that we do, you get a lot of press releases about gigs that have just been announced or albums that are coming out. And a name that was not familiar to me came into my email. This guy called Lenny Pierce. And what was being advertised is a big toddler techno, a baby rave that is coming to Dublin. This guy's, as I said, his name is Lenny Pierce. He's going on a world tour.
Oh my God.
For babies.
Oh my God. Is he like the Calvin Harris but for toddlers?
It seems to be. It's happening at the Ambassador Theatre. He's doing 2 shows there in July and tickets going on sale at the end of this month, 27th actually. Now, it's funny because I went digging on this and I tried to figure out who this guy is and what kind of stuff he brings to a gig for babies. And before we were taking the mick out of something or other on the show years ago, we had come across this song, but I never realised that was him and that this is his life.
Is it? Okay, I thought he was going to do like Thomas the Tank Engine with a bit of...
Well, I think he might do, because and for something totally different years ago, we were taking the mick and we discovered this.
Round and round, round and round, round and round.
Up and down, up and down.
That is a
down.
Good tune, in fairness.
Really good.
It's a very spin tune.
When I went deep diving on it, he's taken all the classics and really raved them up. Five little monkeys
jumping on the bed. Stop it. And bump his head. The code of the doctor and the doctor
said, no more monkeys jumping on the bed. What? I really want to bring my niece to this. I really want to bring my two-year-old nephew to this. As I say, he's gone off. He's playing Ulster Hall as well. He's sold out shows across Australia, New Zealand, Asia and the Middle East. His YouTube channel is a joy. It's all these kids having an absolute raver. And their parents have donned them and, like, you know, all the luminous colours and all the rest. So, Dave, I want you to come to this gig with me and my niece.
Nope.
And I'm going to buy tickets and me and you and my niece are going to go.
I'm not.
And I would like to predict at what song remix you leave, okay? So I think I've thought about what my niece loves and what she'd love remixed at this gig based on her favourite song she always asked me to play when she's in the car with me.
Thought of this, because I guarantee it'll be on a Sunday when I'm really, really
sensitive. Yeah. So me and you and my niece are going to go.
Is it on a Sunday?
It's on a
feckin' new.
They're in the Ambassador on the July 26th. There's one at 11:30 in the morning.
Oh my God.
And you can get your chicken fillet roll and come straight.
Or one at 3:30 in the afternoon. And
perfect.
That's
we'll get it out of the way.
This just sounds horrendous.
Okay, so I want you to imagine the scene. It's me, you and my niece, Florence.
Of going to the Ambassador.
We're heading up O'Connell Street. We're going to the Ambassador Theatre. Okay, you've been out the night before. You're not feeling the best. We walk in. Lenny's there on the decks. Kids everywhere screaming and crying.
Keep it down, Lenny.
Keep it down, Lenny. This is the first song he remixes. At what point do you leave? We're going.
All right, yeah. No, I think I'll stick around for that one.
It's a good tune.
It's not a bad tune.
And you'd be curious to see what Lenny does with it, you know? All right, we move on. Are you still with us?
Ah, tune. I'm coming right back in from the smoking area.
What all the other four-year-olds?
Let me on the pacifiers.
Yeah, the embarrassing Dodi area where kids go, like the shamed kids who are five and still on the Dodi.
Raspberry ice Dodi.
Right. Don't show me, ma.
Don't tell me, ma, I'm having to suck on this. Are you still with us for this?
No, I'm gone.
I was thinking.
I'm on the bus across the lift.
Okay, he's already gone, but this is definitely destined to be on the playlist.
Oh my God. I'm out of the country. Kids love this bloody song.
It's so annoying. I don't understand. I think it's the simplicity of green grass and blue sky or something.
You have Dance Monkey coming up as well.
No, I'm done now.
It'd be interesting because obviously the two examples that you have of him are like a remix nursery rhyme.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming that he'd do a bit of both. It can't just all be like Wheels on the Bus and Twinkle Twinkle.
Yeah, do the kids still know them songs?
Ah, they do, yeah. Five little
monkeys jumping on a bed. One fell off and bumped his head.
A bit like Kneecap.
If we ever have them, do not tell them that.
That's the most offensive thing you could say.
Such an English thing. Oh, it's like Kneecap.
Sounds like Kneecap.
Yeah, it does, yeah. Thanks.
On Spin, and you just might win yourself some gorgeous prizes with Michaela and Steve K later today on Spin. They do this thing called 10 plus 1. If you catch them playing an 11th song in a row rather than Spin's famous 10 spin hits in a row, call them out. You could win yourself some deadly prizes.
Getting real sick of Spotify recently.
Oh, yeah.
Because they have this thing every week called Discover Weekly. So it's supposed to give you a playlist of songs that you think... It thinks you'll enjoy.
Yeah.
Right? And my Spotify obviously knows that I'm a former emo kid. Yeah. I like my rock music. I like my punk music. I like my pop punk music. You know, all that kind of stuff. So...
I think what I'd love to do someday on the show is do a deep dive of Dave's playlist on Spotify. Actually, let's do that.
Why?
Because I'd like to just see what kind of crazy stuff you listen to.
I don't listen to too much crazy stuff, but it's quite emo. As soon as I hear an emo song, I just love it.
Do you remember the time I discovered your playlist actually on Spotify?
Yeah.
That was a good day.
It was chill and it was Panic, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was Panic, and then it was a lot of like real cheesy
Panic
stuff
was
well.
Short for Panic the Disco, and then it was Good Vibes or something. And it was something else. And then there was Sleep as well.
Yeah.
I think Chill was just filled with John Mayer. But anyway, what my Discover Weekly is doing at the moment, and it's really, really getting to me, it's just giving me songs that it knows I like because they're emo-y vibes, And then I look at the band and I'm like, who is this band? They started in 2026.
Oh no, I see where this is going.
I don't, there's not a person on the album poster, cover there. Yeah. It's kind of like a, some sort of robot, AI generated photo. And I look it up and it's a completely AI band. Spotify have obviously, and I know I've talked about this before, but now it's getting to the point where I'm really enjoying a song and I'm like, oh yeah, this is great. And I'll go to look and I'm like, damn it, is this AI? Now, thankfully, a lot of the time it isn't. But it will give me a song it thinks I like and I'll be like, this is 100% AI.
Yeah.
And I'll go and check and it is. And it's like the band, but it's getting to the point now where I can't really tell the difference.
Yeah, it's very hard to distinguish.
I had to start asking AI, is this AI?
Oh, no way.
And so, and it's like, I asked ChatGPT a couple of days ago, is this band AI? And he was like, I can see why you think it is because it started in 2024.
But they're just a new band or whatever.
No, but it doesn't know. It hasn't a clue.
Oh, no
so
way.
I have no idea.
I was creeping on Hozier's Instagram yesterday for some reason on his reposts. Random. But he was, the amount of AI uploaded to Spotify
yeah, so
a day
depressing.
Is like absolutely out of control. You're on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.